patient experience was really about personal obsessions. I worked on law, medical, and cop shows because I was really interested in medicine. I was going to go to law school, but didn't because at the last minute I decided I'd be bored. And so I ended up doing shows about things that I was already interested in. And those, the fun of writing about things you know and get to research because you like them was almost transcended by the experience of learning how to make film. I mean, there is no better film school than a television series. You learn, every day you're learning something about how to make decent film. And the Lucky Bastard story, my writing partner, who I had met 15 years earlier, called me one day and said, I just saw the most amazing thing on the net. And it was this porn site that was recruiting fans to sleep with a porn star. He said, there's a story here, isn't there? That's exactly what I just thought. There's a story here. We didn't know what the story was. We just knew it was an incredible phenomenon because we couldn't figure out who would do this. Who would volunteer for this, to have sex with a porn star just for the thrill of it, but also be videotaped doing it and end up on some website? It stunned us that anybody half sane would do it. Then we saw some of the guys. We went to the websites and looked at them, and they looked like completely ordinary guys. They looked like, you know, somebody you just met yesterday. And I said, there's only one problem with this. You can't be ordinary and volunteer for this. It's too weird a thing to do. And that's where the story is. The story is, what kind of weird guy does that? And what's the real making of pornography like? Because this, to me, those people don't look at all like what they looked like when they were portrayed in the 80s. They don't look seedy, and they don't look like drug addicts. And then I met this woman who was a porn star, who a friend of mine knew. And she was as ordinary as, you know, she was like a high school teacher. She just said, I couldn't make this kind of money doing anything else. I have kids to support, and, you know, I'm saving money, and I'll do this until I can't do it anymore because I'm too old. She said, but nobody else is going to pay me this kind of money. I'm a high school graduate. And when I added those things together, when I added her story together with the oddness of the guy, and my writing partner, Lucas, really said, let's do this. Let's not think about what genre it is. Let's just do every genre necessary to get the story told. So we go from, you know, really disturbing drama to kind of broad comedy to horror thriller to, you know, mayhem movie, all in the space of 90 minutes, because that was how the story demanded it be told.